Pure Country 106.7. Circle your calendars, mark your calendars, get ready because Palettes and Pâté are coming up Thursday, November 15th at La Pavilion, Cali Saloon in Lafayette. Doors open at 7 p.m. And this is a huge fundraiser for the Outreach Center. And joining us on the phone this morning is Michael Israel. And Michael, you are going to be at this event. What makes you want to come to the Outreach Center's Palettes and Pâté?
Well, I've been involved with them, I don't know, probably for about a decade now. Mm-hmm. I was up in doing a couple of corporate events and turned them into a fundraiser for them. And then I did their galas. And oh my God, what a great party it is. I mean, last year, everybody had such an amazing time. The food was great, you know, and the show, people go nuts over. And I think it was after the event was over, we were still going till the wee hours of the morning with the after parties and stuff too. What a great, great, great time.
Well, you know, it's one of those cases that, you know, it's often said you come to South Louisiana, you want to stay in South Louisiana. you know, you go to Vegas and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But when you come to South Louisiana, you stay in South Louisiana. And that's evident here that after coming down over 10 years, you've become part of the family down here for the Outreach Center. And of course, it is the social event of the season. What can we expect from you that night at Palettes and Pâté?
Well, for anyone that's seen my show or experienced it, they know it's like a rock concert with paint flying every direction, and mm-hmm. music blasting, and 6-foot canvases turned into lifelike images, you know, within a song or two. There'll be a live auction to benefit the center, and this is an opportunity for collectors to basically get a buy of a lifetime because it's pretty much anything goes. So if you try to buy the same artwork at my studio, it's $25,000, $75,000. In fact, they've gone as high as $250,000 at auction, but typically the people get some pretty good deals on them. In fact, I've got collectors that fly cross-country to buy at the charity events because of the deals they can get. Because they're live auctioned and, you know, it's typically not a whole room full of my high-end collectors there. So,
well, I tell you, it is definitely admirable of you because, like you said, at your galleries, these go for a lot more expensive. But you come to town and do this for charity. What makes you want to do that?
Well, you know, at the end of my days, I don't want to know what the painting looked like or really even how much it sold for. I want to know what it did. Did it help, you know, a homeless family? Did it save a burn victim? Did it tribute our homecoming wounded heroes? What did the painting actually do? What came out of the canvas? Not what did it look like?
Well, I tell you, I couldn't have asked for a better answer right there. You just blew me away with that answer because I got the flea saws and, you know, the chills. And I often say, you know, it's good whenever you get the flea saws. I just got the flea saws right there. That sounded like a, you know, I'm friends with a lot of songwriters. And that's what a lot of songwriters, that's the end result of what they want is for it to move one person. If your painting can help out people, that's what makes it a successful painting, not how much it goes for at auction. That's just an amazing statement right there as far as, you know, as a mission in life, really.
You know, and it's a great time, too. I mean, I stay friends with my collectors for decades. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I'm in town where they are, you know, we get together. They'll take me out to dinner or something. And nobody ever sells the artwork once they get it. You know, it becomes a part of, you know, kind of who they are and, they, you know, they talk about it. They tell me it's the first thing people talk about when they come in the door and the last thing they comment on when they leave. So that's a great, great thing to know.
Well, Michael, we definitely look forward to seeing you Thursday, November 15th, La Pavilion in Allen Cali Saloon. It's Palettes and Pâté for the Outreach Center. It's their big fundraiser of the year. And, of course, all the money raised stays right here in Acadiana to help further their mission of ending homelessness in Acadiana. So by all means, everybody get your tickets and head on out Thursday, November 15th, and you may be able to walk away with one of Michael's paintings. Michael, thank you for joining us on the Boot Scootin' Morning Show this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it. I would pay to go to this event. It was a great time. It really was.
Absolutely. It's the social event of the season. right here. Palettes and Pâté coming up Thursday, November 15th, La Pavilion on Collie Saloon in Lafayette with Pure Country 106.7.